Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Human beings across the world are very similar. Oh, I know, we have different skin tones and we have different shapes for our faces and our eyes. We have different hair texture and hair color. But really, we're not that much different from each other. In fact, Paul said in Acts chapter 17, verse 6, "And he was referring to God, has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings." Did you catch that? All peoples are made from one blood, or one race, the human race. And we are all made in the image of God. Hello, friend. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host, and I welcome you to Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 21 other major languages. Thousands are tuning in each week to receive spiritual nourishment and blessing. If you're tuning in for the first time today, we're currently being led through the Gospel of John by the teaching of the late Dr. J. Otis Yoder. He was the founder, first president, and Bible teacher for Hope for Today. He went home to be with the Lord in the year 2003. But his method of teaching the Bible was such that it never goes out of date. And so we are rebroadcasting his teaching from John's Gospel. We're confident that if you tune in each week, you will be blessed by the clear, simple presentation of biblical truth. Now, in just a few moments, Dr. Yoder will share his teaching about Jesus. It's titled, "He is Different." But before he does that, let's pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus. It is alone through him that we have access into your holy presence. Jesus' blood shed on the cross at Calvary is the only sacrifice that is acceptable to you to wash away our sins. And now, Father, as Dr. Yoder comes to teach us from the Word, open our hearts to receive your truth. Help us to understand more clearly how Jesus is different and what that means for us. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are all alike in many ways. We get hungry, we get tired, we get thirsty. We have many needs that are alike: food, clothing, shelter. Of course, these are physical needs, but in the spiritual area, we are also all alike. The Bible tells us in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." My friend, that scripture makes no exception. We are all alike. "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." In all of human history, only one lived who is different from us and yet like us. He lived here among men. They saw him as a man, and yet he is different. He is Jesus, the Messiah. What evidence do we have that he is different? Well, I want to read that scripture passage from John's Gospel, chapter 7, verses 42-53. Listen. "Therefore many of the people, when they heard this saying, said, 'Truly, this is the prophet.' Others said, 'This is the Christ.' But some said, 'Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Has the scripture not said that Christ comes from the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was?' So there was a division among the people because of him. And some of them desired to take him, but no man laid hands on him. Then the officers came to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said to them, 'Why have you not brought him?' The officers answered, Never did any man speak like this man. Then the Pharisees answered them, Are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers or the Pharisees believed on him? But this people who do not know the law are cursed. Nicodemus said to them, He who came to Jesus by night being one of them, Does our law judge the man before it hears him and knows what he does? They answered and said to him, Are you also from Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee arises no prophet. Every man went to his own house. From our text, we learn that his presence started several movements from which we ought to see that he is different. For example, he made a division. They wondered who he is. Some said he is the prophet. By that, they were referring to the quotation of Moses, when Moses said God was going to send them a prophet. In fact, God said it to Moses, that he's going to raise up from among them a prophet like Moses. So they said he is the prophet. Then others said he is the Christ. The word Christ is the word which means Messiah. They were expecting him. Some said this is the Messiah. But they wondered where he came from. They knew he came from Nazareth in the Galilee, and there was no record of any great prophet coming from Galilee. They had it right. They said the prophets say that the Messiah is to come from Bethlehem, David's town, and from David's seed. Well, he was born in Bethlehem, and the genealogies in the Bible, the way his family line goes, take him back to David. The Bible says, and because of this, there was a division. He made a division. Oh, I find people today who are divided on who Jesus is. Is he a prophet? Is he the Messiah? Who is he? He made a division. He also created a discussion. Some said, let's arrest him. Let's take him. But they were unsure what to do. Now the officers who had been sent to take him came back, and they did not have him. They had not arrested him. When they were asked why they hadn't brought him, they said, Nobody ever spoke like this man speaks. So they had a discussion. They talked it over. The Pharisees said, You are deceived. It's only the common people who believe in him. The rulers and the Pharisees don't believe in him, do they? The common people, though unlearned, were trusting in Jesus. This is he. So they had a discussion. Some wanted to arrest him. Others wanted to reject him. I have found people today who can talk about him without making any careful investigation as to who he really is. A good bit of discussion goes on around him as to who he is, but I find that some never make up their mind. They are just there talking about him. He can create a discussion. Yes, the subject of Jesus, who he is, can create a rather warm discussion. But I want you to notice that last movement. He forced a decision. Nicodemus, one of the Pharisees, the one who came to Jesus by night, made a very interesting statement. He says, Does our law judge a man before it hears him? Hold your sentence. A man is innocent until proved guilty. Pass no judgment on him until you have heard his case. He was forcing a decision. He said, give some consideration to all of the facts. Weigh everything before you render a decision. Hear him yourself. Don't just stand there. Bring about a chance for the man to speak for himself. Oh, that's so important today. Many people read about him, what others have said about him, but they never listen to him. I have found people who judge without the facts, but any fair-minded person will not do that. A fair-minded person will weigh all the facts. He will examine all the evidence before he makes a decision. But a decision he will have to make. He must make it. Jesus is different because he will make a division. He will create a discussion. He will force a decision. It is so today, just like it was then. No one can take his place. You are brought face to face with him. You must make your decision yourself. Are you ready to make that decision? O Lord God of heaven and earth, we thank thee that Jesus is here. As we read about him in the Bible, he still comes to make a division and to create a discussion and to force a decision. I'm asking for my friend right there by his radio now that he may know how to make that decision once he has examined all the facts. Help us to understand what Nicodemus said. Nobody judges him until he's heard him. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for showing us from this portion of Holy Scripture how Jesus is different from we humans. Just like in our scripture text, people today are still divided in their opinions about who Jesus is. Many people try to deny that he even exists. But you know, I wonder about that, because if Jesus really didn't exist, why would you spend so much time and energy trying to prove he didn't exist? That doesn't make any sense to me. And then there are others who know from experience that Jesus does exist. They know because he has transformed their hearts and lives. I know because he did that for me, and he wants to do it for you too, my friend. But only you can make that decision. Nobody else can make it for you. Now, were you blessed by this teaching? If so, you can request an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching. Just ask for it by its title, He is Different. The quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, He is Different. We'd be happy to send one to you. Here's the contact information again. The quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, He is Different. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue our study in John's Gospel. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.